Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. The Saipov story is a lesson, says Bizod in his piece at Shubat.com on Friday. As we have noted before with our article about the miracle shot that kills an ISIS soldier right before he does some horrible crime, about the nature of reporting, and how many times what is supposed to be telling a story of events that have taken place is simply a vehicle for laundering policies that otherwise would not be accepted by a society into acceptance for the purpose of gain by a few at the loss of the many. It is the same as walking into a casino and expecting to win big. While some people do at certain games more than others owing to statistical probability, they can be increased by a knowledge of mathematics. The fact is that all casinos make money because they are set up for the house to win. In a situation such as this, as it was said in the movie War Games, the way to win is not to play. Christians are being tortured and murdered as we speak. And then Bizod makes his pitch for their militia. He also has a line in here about Paddock. Remember that it was a few weeks ago that Stephen Paddock, the Vegas shooter, which was the most public massacre yet to date, took place. People have now all but forgotten what he did. And this is true. I bring it up and post it on Facebook or Twitter. You know what I get? Make the cricket sound effect for me. I get crickets. Crickets. I get crickets.
Yeah, Robbie Fast. Yeah, I like this.
Who's Stephen Paddock? There ain't no horse races going on here. What is it? What are you talking about? This is America. We want to talk about the Pledge of Allegiance, the NFL. Totally gone. 6 weeks after 57 people mowed down at a country music concert. No one talking about it anymore. Can't even get a headline out of it today. Again, the demons are ascendant. They come for the children. They're not going to take no for an answer. And if you're going to run around and proclaim yourself atheist, agnostic, enemy of Christianity and of the church, then you're wide open for an infestation, at the least, and at the worst, a possession. Again, what does the demon know that you don't? What does a demon that's whispering in Stephen Paddock, well, actually, he was possessed and was paying back a debt for a deal that he made with the devil. But in the case of Sutherland, Texas, what does the demon know that you don't know? What does the demon know? The demon knows where the easy pickings are. That's what the demon knows. The demon goes, if you go there, that might be difficult. If you go here, that's going to be easy. And the reward for the master is going to be greater. That's what the demon knows.